Well, there are lots of examples of societies in which people have done some horrendous things to try to make themselves look more beautiful. For instance, some European women used to have their bottom ribs removed so that they would have thin waists. Neck stretching was fashionable in some parts of Southeast Asia. In Africa, there were tribes which stretched their earlobes or lips. I think it is ridiculous that people, usually women, have been forced by society to endure such considerable pain and suffering. So do I, but times have changed. No one forces people to come to Sue's Salon, my health studio. They're free to come, and they enjoy coming because after a course there, they look as if they were 10 years younger. So I don't see any real point in discussing all these quaint old customs. But there really is no difference between then and now. That is why today millions of women alter their bodies. They have eye operations, facelifts, and many other operations just to make other people think they are more beautiful. Yes, but it's their own choice. I don't agree. Society still judges people on how they look, and so forces them to worry about their appearance. Judging people by their appearance is silly. We should judge the whole person. Well, I think that sets out some of the issues very well. So now, let's take our first call,